Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
A pleasant good morning, and this is your morning news for today, Thursday, March 19th for 2020. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. A Dominica hotel sector bracing for major losses, with 76% of bookings already cancelled, amounting to a loss of $1 million, says a DHTA president, Marvlin Alexander James. Okay. Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley says that Barbados did not wait to take any chances with coronavirus, as they have planned weeks ahead for the virus. And U.S. President Donald Trump gave an update on the coronavirus spread in the United States, taking a new tone about the pandemic. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Digicel. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q.
Digicel gives you more. Pay your home and entertainment bill in full and on time for a chance to win free service for up to 1 year, a smartphone, or up to $1,000 in cash. So pay up and win. Digicel bill payments for TV and internet can be paid online via MBD's Mobile Banking, First Caribbean International, and Republic Bank. Digicel.
Digicel kabau pli opportunity pou gagne cadeau en moi mas. Mete credit et be top up en valet $16 et be pli et be tapé chance pou gagne only $600 service complémentaire avec cadeau tous les semaines. Power stay there. Ou sa chen même numéro et joine Digicel. Visite Digicel jodi.
And we're back. Dominica's first consultant, nephrologist Dr. Pearl James, says the purpose of the dialysis committee for individuals with kidney diseases is to boost the self-esteem as well as the self-confidence of these persons. Last week, Thursday, March 12th, was celebrated as World Kidney Day,
which include, for example, our psychologist, mm-hmm. our social worker. Mm-hmm. So they play a very important role in assisting these patients to know to build up self-confidence. And not because you have a chronic kidney disease or you are being dialyzed, you have this foreign body present by your neck, that it takes away what you are able to do for others, mm-hmm. or to function normally.
Nephrologist Dr. Pearl James. Meanwhile, former president of the Nurses Association and Nurse Deborah Phillip of the dialysis ward says nurses working in that ward should be highly regarded.
You need to watch the nurses at the dialysis department with highest esteem, because you cannot go on a regular ward and pick up any nurse and have them do what these nurses are doing. So they need to be highly regarded. Kudos to them. And I want to encourage them to continue doing that hard work. And I want to say to the public, please, like I say at the sessions, listen to what the nurses are saying to prevent yourself from being a dialysis patient, because it is not easy.
And that was a nurse, Deborah Phillip. And now is the time we need to see more serious activity happening at our airports and our seaports, says the General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Leta. Leta contends that at a time like this, when we should hear doctors and nurses and many other influential health officials advocating and promoting a sound information drive, persons are being denied the option to work overtime. This, he says, should not be.
And let me say, many of you must have heard that the World Health Organization has now declared that situation has been pandemic. All right? In other words, it's a threat to the whole world. It's affecting the whole world, not just a region, but the entire world, the four corners of this world. And at a time like that, when we should have nurses, we should have health team leaders, doctors, and everybody going around and educating our communities, our schools, different organizations, at a time when our environmental health officers should be more vigilant, they are being told that they should not do any overtime. And these people are people who work at our port of entries. And if there is any place where you need, one of the places where you need to really have serious activities, is at our airports and our seaports.
And that was a General Secretary of the DPSU, Thomas Slater. And speaking to local media earlier this week, President of the Dominica Hotel Tourism Association, Marvin Alexander James, reported that the hotel sector, as of Tuesday, experienced a 76% in the cancelled booking, amounting to a loss of $1 million EC due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Just to gauge the impact, we have conducted a survey, and to date, 76% of the members surveyed have experienced cancellations, with a total value of $1 million. We expect to see a further decline in the coming weeks as all our major soft markets, like as you have seen in the news, that they have closed their borders. So, for example, Europe, they are restricting the travel of their citizens. The United Kingdom, the United States, and most recently the French West Indies, which contribute about 20 to 25% of arrivals into Dominica, have now shut down their borders.
And that was the president of the Dominica Hotel Tourism Association, Marvin Alexander James. And Dominica's chief medical officer, Dr. David Johnson, insists that there are no positive cases of COVID-19 in Dominica and dispels any claims of the presence of the disease in the country. His statement came amidst growing conversations about the potential cases of the virus being present in Dominica, which may be causing a silent undertone of concern in the population. Dr. Johnson, speaking at a panel discussion on local radio station on Wednesday, says that results from tests done thus far show that there have been no positive cases. He added that, and I quote, "We do not have any confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Dominica as I speak now, March 18th at 11:12 a.m. Eastern Caribbean time. We have the capacity to test, we have been testing, and we have not found any positive cases." He says that they have not tested 70,000 Dominicans, but from the information that they have received from those tests that they have done thus far, there are no positive COVID-19 cases in Dominica.
Off the bat, I will say to you, we do not have any reported confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Dominica. As I speak now, March 18th at 11:12 a.m. Eastern Caribbean Standard Time. We will go into details as to how we do testing. We have the capacity for testing in Dominica. We have done testing in Dominica. And details in terms of how we go about testing individuals. So, I repeat, we do not have any confirmed case of COVID-19 in Dominica as I speak now. We have the capacity to test. We have been testing. We have not found any positive case. We have not tested 70,000 Dominicans, and we'll speak as to what is the algorithm for testing, because there's a lot of concerns in terms of who get tested and whether COVID is in fact in Dominica. But what we are saying, from the information that we have, from the tests that we have done, we have not identified any positive case of COVID-19 in Dominica as of 11:13 a.m. March 18th, 2020.
Dominica's chief medical officer, Dr. David Johnson. Meantime, ophthalmologist in the Dominica China Friendship Hospital, Dr. Ahmad, shared some scientific data as it pertains to successes in controlling outbreaks and is confident in Dominica's ability to handle COVID-19. The health authorities continue to claim that Dominica is the only member of the organization of the Eastern Caribbean state that is trained and equipped amongst the 29 laboratories in the region to carry out a testing and diagnosis of the COVID-19, and has said to have been confirmed by the Pan American Health Organization, he says. We are prepared in all sectors to contain the spread of this coronavirus.
We had gone through many outbreaks, and we experienced, we managed, we mitigated. In 2009, we had H1N1 outbreak. We successfully controlled that outbreak and minimized the casualty. We successfully controlled chikungunya outbreak. We successfully controlled our Zika outbreak. We successfully control even post-Hurricane Maria outbreak. So we do have some baseline, to say, guidelines. We do have the baseline guidelines and protocols in place in order to start our work for coronavirus or this COVID-19 virus. So from that, we take the lessons, we tweak our information. And given information coming from our World Health Organization and Pan American Health Organization, we are prepared in all sectors to contain this spread of this coronavirus. We have areas of ports of entry, we have areas of hospital case management, we have areas of isolation unit, we have areas of lab, we have areas of surveillance. All these protocol and guidelines are looked at, and we are actually updating as we go along.
And that was a Dominica China Friendship Hospital ophthalmologist, Dr. Ahmad. And in a statement sent to media, Dominica says it is a concern for the health and safety of its customers, employees, and the communities they serve as their top priority. General Manager Batilia McKenzie added that the company is prepared for the coronavirus pandemic and are taking steps to help customers and to prevent the virus spread as it continues to provide vital energy to customers. McKenzie says the essential work of generating, distributing, and supplying electricity continues despite the current situation, stating that the company has activated the following measures as part of a pandemic preparedness plan until further notice. It states that limiting employees in person to contact with customers, service connections and disconnections will continue for the time being, facilitating work from home scenarios for employees who are not required to report to work sites, for employees who must continue to report to our premises, requesting all employees with flu-like symptoms remain at home, and monitoring those employees through their health and safety teams, increasing cleaning and disinfecting regimens throughout facilities, and implementing social distancing practices throughout the business. All business travel has been suspended, and the executive is monitoring any personal travel plans, imposing a 14-day self-isolation following travel from infected regions. All face-to-face meetings have been suspended. McKenzie sought to conform and as well as comfort Dominicans by adding that the company is sensitive to these challenging times and understands if a customer is unable to pay their bill on time because they are unable to work, whether it is due to self-isolation or illness or some other pandemic-related circumstances. These customers are advised to call 255-6011 or 255-6005 or 255-6025 and make a payment arrangement plan. Customers are advised to visit the company's Facebook page for up-to-date information and send messages through the message box if they have any concerns. Back on the local news, continuing during a live discussion on Q95 Radio's Hot Seat program on Wednesday, Dominica's Association of Industry and Commerce President Kenny Green says that there is no need for over-concern with regard to food shortages on the island amidst reporting reports of panic buying.
I really can't talk to what information that the government is holding back. All I do know that it is an immense responsibility, because anything that gets said by any figure of authority gets microanalyzed to the point of panic. I mean, you have to remember that we have so many elderly people within our communities who rely on responsible information to literally get them through their day. And, you know, some people are going to literally have anxiety attacks and panic attacks because of what's being said. All I'm saying to you is, and maybe that the best thing from this is that the media and the Ministry of Health and the actual official sources of information need to be actually closer aligned.
I agree with that.
There is no time now to have to guess about what the truth is about a statement. It really means that if you have to step into a conference room or have a call with the Ministry of Health along with all the other media practitioners to set a protocol for daily or weekly bulletins, that gets done. And then, yes, you can challenge the information when it's provided, but not work out of a voice.
He continued further.
We are having a meeting on tomorrow to basically discuss what mitigation strategies and what we recommend for businesses. We did a survey of our membership. We should get the results today. And a lot of this is pragmatic. In other words, it follows the public advice. But there are other things that we think that people can do within their businesses. You know, some businesses don't have the ability to be able to send people home to work from home, like some of us have already started doing. So, you know, we'd like to help people understand how they can rotate shifts, how they can look after not just their enterprise and their business, but also the health of their customers and their frontline staff, to make sure that everyone is not just feeling that they're actually being looked after, but they're feeling that they're getting ready for what might eventually happen.
And that was the DAIC President Kenneth Green. And in other news, Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley says that Barbados did not wait to take on the coronavirus, but rather they planned weaker heads for the virus.
We didn't wait until now to see what we could do to boost hospital capacity. The work has been going on at Harrison's Point for 2 weeks, but before that, Parliament voted 5 weeks, 6 weeks ago to give $800,000 for the Elaine's Canterbury Centre and the St. Lucie District Hospital. Those are almost finished and ready. We also voted last week money to get two portable dialysis machines for there, so that if people have to go there and need dialysis, they can still be quarantined and get dialysis without going to the QEH. And finally, we also agreed last week to be able to build out a surgical theatre at the Barbados Defence Force, because as Minister Walcott reminded us, a person may have COVID-19 but may need to have an appendectomy or may have broken a hand or need surgery of some type. We do not want to carry them in the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. We want to insulate the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. And when I heard Governor Cuomo both yesterday and today, I heard him make those same points, that the Army Engineer Corps is needed now more than ever to resurrect and to refurbish, rather, some old buildings. Because you can't, unlike the Chinese, build a hospital in 7 days. But we can refurbish some buildings, just as we're doing at the old naval base, in order to make sure that within a 3-4 week period, we have as many critical care beds. And I mean, it is a sight to behold. And when it is finished, people will realize that why are Barbadians taking this very measured approach? It's costing us $30 million to do this. This isn't 10 cents. But we feel that this is the best way to protect our people.
And that was Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley. Meantime, U.S. President Donald Trump gave an update on the coronavirus spread in the United States, taking a new tone about the pandemic.
I think they are very scared. I think they see that we're doing a very professional job. We've been working with the governors and the mayor's local government at every level. We have FEMA totally involved. FEMA has been, usually we see FEMA for the hurricanes and the tornadoes. Now we have FEMA involved in this. They've been doing a fantastic job locally, working with people that they know because they work, like as an example, in California, in the state of Washington. They work with them a lot on other things, and they're very familiar, so they're working on it. What you can do and all you can do is professional, totally competent. We have the best people in the world. We are really the greatest experts in the world. And someday soon, hopefully it'll end and we'll be back to where it was. But this came up, it came up so suddenly. Look, you were surprised. We were all surprised. We heard about it. We heard about reports from China that something was happening, and all of a sudden we did make a good decision. We closed our borders to China very quickly, very rapidly. Otherwise, we'd be in a very, as Tony has said numerous times, we'd be in a very bad position, much worse than we would be right now. You look at what's happening in other countries. Italy's having a very hard time. But I think that what we do, and I've spoken actually with my son, he says, how bad is this? It's bad. It's bad. But we're going to be hopefully a best case, not a worst case. And that's what we're working for.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. A Dominica hotel sector is bracing for major losses, with 76% of bookings already cancelled, amounting to a loss of $1 million, says DHTA President Marvin Alexander James. Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley says that Barbados is not waiting to take on the coronavirus, but have already been planning weeks ahead for the virus. And US President Donald Trump gave an update on the coronavirus spread in the United States, taking a new tone about the pandemic. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of DGSL. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.